Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
I remember when my dad decided that it was time for he and my mom to finally downsize, right size. And there was a pair of boots that he used to wear during the Korean War when he was stationed in Germany. And these boots sat in the attic of our home. And the attic of our house was a large, fully floored, unfinished space, you know, with the pitch and the nails coming through the ceiling above you. And you could walk through the middle of the attic and down at the end of the attic by themselves, past the tomato cages and the Christmas supplies and ornaments that we would keep up there, was this pair of boots off by themselves. They really smelled badly. I mean, they were really awful. They smelled because of the lime and the other things, I guess, that they treated the boots with. And my dad had kept them. My mom didn't want them anymore. My mom didn't want them anywhere near the house because of how much they did smell. But I can remember going over and picking them up and woof. But why did my dad keep those boots? We keep those things to keep our memories alive. He could pick those boots up and in a second remember how cold it was. He could remember how much he enjoyed being with his comrades. He remembered so much of that part of his life when he was serving our country. It's good to keep things, tchotchke, and things that keep our memories alive when they can be manageable. And when they can't be, and my dad did ultimately give up the boots, it's good to keep pictures and stories alive in different ways. So as you're thinking through the process of right-sizing, don't be afraid. Take control of your life. Look at what you have. Take pictures, take videos. Get yourself ready. Because in order to pick up the next baton, as you run through the race of life, you have to let go of the one you have, right? I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.